An in-audio production.
Miss Tempy's Watchers. The time of year was April. The place was a small farming town in New Hampshire, remote from any railroad. One by one, the lights had been blown out in the scattered houses near Miss Tempy Dent's. But as her neighbors took a last look out of doors, their eyes turned with instinctive curiosity toward the old house, where a lamp burned steadily. They gave a little sigh. "Poor Miss Tempy," said more than one bereft acquaintance, for the good woman lay dead in her north chamber, and the lamp was a watcher's light. The funeral was set for the next day at 1 o'clock. The watchers were two of the oldest friends, Mrs. Crow and Sarah Ann Binson. They were sitting in the kitchen, because it seemed less awesome than the unused best room, and they beguiled the long hours by steady conversation. One would think that neither topics nor opinions would hold out at that rate all through the long spring night. But there was a certain degree of excitement just then, and the two women had risen to an unusual level of expressiveness and confidence. Each had already told the other more than one fact that she had determined to keep secret. They were again and again tempted into statements that either would have found impossible by daylight. Mrs. Crow was knitting a blue yarn stocking for her husband. The foot was already so long that it seemed as if she must have forgotten to narrow it at the proper time. Mrs. Crow knew exactly what she was about, however. She was of a much cooler disposition than Sister Binson, who made futile attempts at